ballerinas. I have traveled the world, seeking the most ambitious and beautiful of them, making sure that their beauty and grace is forever preserved and admired. Some would go as far as to say that I am a collector who finds art in the most interesting of places.
Yes, one and two and stretch. Yes, that's it. Move back, Clash. She needs room. And leap. Now for the pirouette. Bend your knees. Now. No! Wrong again. Tell me, Paulina, what were you supposed to do?
Leap and twirl.
Exactly. And did you do as I asked?
I was trying.
No. Time and time again, I tell you what to do, but it doesn't seem to sink in.
Madame Viminsky, I'm trying.
Not hard enough. We have 1 week until the performance, and I need a ballerina to dance the part. And you, Paulina, are not.
Madame Viminsky, please.
Sophia, come here. From now on, you shall play the part. Class, get into position.
Have fun, puny.
In tears, my dear.
Who's there?
Forgive me. I am Dmitry Zoskov, former ballet master of the National Academy. I was passing by your window outside when I noticed you dancing.
Then you must have seen how horrible I was.
Oh, no. No, my dear. On the contrary, I came to say I think you were judged rather harshly this evening.
Really?
My dear, I have seen many ballerinas during my time, yet I can say that only a few have left impressions on me, such as you have tonight.
You think so?
I know so. The mistake you made tonight is fixable. You, my dear, have great potential. Much more than that of Sophia.
Do you really think so?
If I didn't, I wouldn't be standing here.
Then you could help me become the lead again. Please, we perform in a week. Time's running out,
oh,
and I
can do more than that. I can make you the greatest dancer.
Could you? Oh, please, I'll do anything, anything.
I must be going, but take this. It is my card. I look forward to seeing you again soon, Paulina. Good night.
Look who's still here. What are you doing? Trying to talk yourself into staying?
No, I was... He's gone.
Yeah, your chances are gone. I'd hurry up and pack your bags if I were you. Just don't move too fast, though. You may trip.
Just you wait.
Oh, it won't be long. It's not that far a distance to the floor.
We'll just see who's the one to fall, Sophia. And then who'll be laughing.
Ah, Paulina, come in.
I think I was expecting a dance studio and not...
My little house. True, but that doesn't mean that you're without the company of fellow dancers.
Oh, music boxes.
My girls, my beautiful ballerinas, each of them left an impression on me, just like you. And I helped each of them achieve the greatness that they deserved. I plan on making you just as great, perhaps greater, but first...
Oh, yes, of course. I need to pay you here. This is all I have for now, but in about 2 weeks I'll have enough...
Oh, my dear girl, I don't need your money for these lessons.
You don't?
No. My price is your success in nothing more. Now look closely. See how their legs are straight. See how their arms reach up as high as they can go? By the look on your face, I can tell you think I am crazy, but try it. Don't bend your knees so much. Go on. That's it. Now reach up with your arms and...
Look, I'm doing it.
Just as gracefully as the ballerinas. And that, Paulina, is the first of 3 secrets of success that I will teach you. Be like the ballerinas. Now, let's try that again. And remember...
Be like the ballerinas.
Ah, yes, my dear. Be like the ballerinas, for that is not only the first secret, but also the first step.
Oh, brava, Paulina, brava! I knew that you had it in you. All you needed to do was practice.
Does this mean I can be the lead again?
Madame Viminsky, if I may, and with no disrespect, but maybe I should continue to dance the lead. We do, after all, have a very important guest attending the performance, and we wouldn't want any accidents.
Nonsense. Paulina is more than capable, and I am sure that once he sees her dance, Monsieur Pierre will be very glad he journeyed all the way from Paris to come here in search of a ballerina to join his company.
Of course, Madame Viminsky. Well, well, well. If it isn't Madame Viminsky's favorite. So tell me, how long do you think it will take for you to mess up tomorrow? I'll say, as soon as you walk on stage.
Tell me, Sophia, how long do you think you'll be a loser? Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to be going.
Enjoy the glory while it lasts, Paulina. Tomorrow night, hundreds of people will be watching, all waiting for you to trip. And who will be there to save the performance? Me.
We'll see about that. Dimitri, I can't make a mistake tomorrow night. Pierre is watching, and if I mess up, he'll choose Sophia instead.
Pierre?
He's a ballet master who's come all the way from Paris in search of only the best ballerina to join his troupe. Oh, it's the chance of a lifetime.
It is indeed.
I'll reach bigger and better things. I'll become the greatest dancer, and Sophia will eat her words.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, please, Dimitri, tell me the second secret. Please, help me be the best tomorrow, or else...
Calm yourself now, Paulina. There's no need to worry. I wouldn't let Sophia take such an opportunity from you. Now come, see this music box more closely. See the beautiful girl in the center? See how she shines above the rest. She's the leader, and that's who you are to be.
But what do you mean?
Wait. Watch closely now. Notice how she stopped with the music.
Mm-hmm.
It's because she embodied the music. Her only concern was the music.
But how will that help me?
The music will clear your mind. When you hear it, don't fight it. Just let it take you over. You'll forget who you are, where you are, and you will perform like never before. Now come, let us practice! Yes. Practice, my dear, for soon you will become the greatest ballerina, and I will make sure of that.
Hurry, girls. 15 minutes until curtain. Paulina, are you ready?
Nearly.
Well, get a move on. Show's about to start.
Yeah, hurry up, Paulina, or you'll miss the few minutes that you get on stage.
We'll see who's laughing tonight, Sophia.
We will indeed.
Dimitri!
I came to wish you good luck.
Oh, Dimitri, this is it. The chance to prove myself.
It's a defining moment in your life. You're about to become the greatest dancer.
I'll leave here this evening under contract with Monsieur Pierre and be bound for Paris by the end of the week.
How exciting!
I'll start a new life, make more money than I've ever had, be admired the city over, have opportunities at my fingertips.
No doubt about it, my dear. But it might not be all yours yet.
What? What do you mean?
Remember me telling you that there were 3 secrets to success? You see, I haven't instructed you on the 3rd secret, the one that will help you achieve the success that you deserve.
5 minutes, Paulina.
But surely I don't need to learn it now. There isn't enough time.
But this will decide whether or not Pierre will choose you. You want to be the greatest dancer, do you not?
With all my soul.
Then that's all you'll need.
The lead ballerina. She's gone.
No, she's not. She's right here.
Now open this door at once. The curtain is about to rise. You need to get on stage. Paulina, I'm giving you to the count of three, or else I will open this door myself. All right. One, two, three.
Now, Paulina, you get on stage right this... Paulina? Paulina? Oh, you cursed girl. I should have known you would run out on us. And with 1 minute of show time. Oh, where's that Sophia? Sophia! Sophia!
Yes.
See, my darling Paulina, the lessons paid off for you as well as me. You have become the greatest ballerina, and I added another work of art to my collection.
The Music Box was written by Hilary Hurdle and produced and mixed by Catherine Ranella. The story is featured as part of the MAT Scriptwriting Competition Winners Collection of 2014-2015, featuring the voice talents of Michael Galusik as Dmitry Zoskov, Allison Holm as Madame Vaminsky, Jennifer Feather Youngblood as Paulina, and Michelle Weiser as Sophia. Studio recording by the students of the CCS Fort Hayes Audio Production Class. Music selections from Swan Lake, composed by Tchaikovsky and performed for use in the public domain. Piano accompaniment performed by Jefferson Dalby. Additional sound effects provided by SoundSnap and freesound.org. The executive producer is Dan Michalko. This has been a Merity Media Midnight Audio Theater production.